Hello and welcome to This Week in the IDC. We have a busy week ahead of us in the IDC this week. On Thursday, April 24th, we have a brown bag lunch series that will take place at noon and again at 5 p.m. Our topic will be the relationships between student co-curricular activities and teaching and learning. On Wednesday, April 25th at noon, and again on Thursday, April 26th at 5, we'll have Dr. Stephanie Gaddy from Lincoln College and HCC's own Anita Moore to present information about universal design. And finally, on Friday, April 27th from 12 to 1, we'll have another Technology Friday session. We ask that you watch your emails for the specific topic on that one. Today, we're pleased to have with us Anita Moore, who is the Director of Disability Support Services here at Heartland. Anita, welcome. It's great to have you.
Good morning, Paul.
Thanks. Disability Support Services, and your topic this week is universal design. Could you tell us just a little bit about what that is and what we can look forward to in your workshop?
Well, universal design is a fairly new concept to higher education, but it deals with making products and environments accessible or usable for all people, not just people with disabilities. So this week we're going to be talking about some things that professors or instructors can do in the classroom to universally design or make accessible the classroom environment.
So thinking about those kinds of materials, what kinds of course materials would typically fall under this category? Are we thinking of everything from like syllabus and assignments and paper handouts perhaps that folks would have?
Well, the way to approach it is to look at, you know, the different ways that students gain information or gain knowledge, and some of those ways could be through lecture, through group discussions, through reading materials, a lot of different ways. And then also to think about how students' knowledge is accessed, or how do we as instructors go about determining whether or not students have mastered their content. And we usually do that through tests and portfolios and all different other kind of means. So just thinking about it from a holistic perspective, from, you know, the preparation of the course to what they're doing in the course, and then how we evaluate them, and then the end of the course as well.
Great. And so if I'm thinking about a course and I might have some students with disabilities in my course, I know your office provides a number of different kinds of services that would help those students. Could you talk just a little bit about some of the different kinds of services that your office provides?
Yes, our office provides accommodations that are going to grant equal access to the college for students that are students that have disabilities. And so some of the things that we provide are note takers, extended time on tests. For our students that have hearing impairments, we may provide FM systems or sign language interpreters, real-time captionists. We also provide documents in an alternative format for our students who have print-based disabilities or either learning-type disabilities. And we do a host of other things to accommodate students. We have an assistive technology lab that, you know, any student receiving services can use, and we have all sorts of software as well as equipment in there that is designed to help students overcome their deficits imposed by their various disabilities.
And how about students and faculty who are teaching hybrid or online courses? Are there services that you provide for those students through your office?
Typically, there aren't a lot of accommodations that are necessary for the online environment, but we look at each person or each case on an individualized basis and make determinations based on that.
Well, thank you very much. That's been HCC's Director of Disability Services, Anita Moore, and that's it for This Week in the IDC. And I'm the IDC Director, Paul Folger. Thanks for listening.